Welcome back to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today's episode is another Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant episode. And I believe this is the season finale
of Teen Mom 2. I didn't realize until...
So, I didn't realize until I was watching...
Crying.
Bawling. No, like, I was watching... Somehow a commercial came up for Teen Mom 2, and I saw, like, in the season finale of Teen Mom 2, and I was like, oh, really? Because we were just talking last week about how it was, like, time...
To wrap things up.
Yeah. So, yeah, this week was the season finale of Teen Mom 2, and I think we still have quite a few weeks of
Young and Pregnant. That, like, just kind of came on.
I would say it's like halfway through.
They didn't come on the same time, though.
So, we are drinking the same wine for once.
Because we are for once.
Holding hands.
Yep.
Together.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Spooning.
So, Emily picked out today's wine, and if you couldn't guess, it's a big, giant, fat bottle of... Barefoot Pinot Grigio.
Because Emily's a cheap bitch. I don't know. I don't need expensive bottles.
I feel like also you like don't want to like sit there and like read the bottles, no, right?
I don't have time, especially today.
Oh, especially today. Just so everybody knows, even though we already wished you a happy Thanksgiving in our last episode, because right now it's Black Friday.
No, it's not. Oh, yes.
But it is.
Sorry, it's Black Friday.
But for us, it's the day before Thanksgiving, which means we had all the cooking and preparing and lifestyle things to do.
And we decided, well, I decided that today I would go to ShopRite, not once, but twice.
But twice.
And Target.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, what wine should I get? And she picked out our wine. So here we are with Barefoot, which also tastes great.
I think it's totally fine. Would you rather have Blue Ridge?
Probably not.
Yeah. Because I was eyeing that up.
I just like to test out some, like, different...
I know. I'll have to start doing that. But when I have more time...
I get it.
We can pick out wine on Friday.
And this is
more... Oh, I mean, on today.
On today, we can pick out more wine. This is also more bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. It is huge. $12.99. We'll probably be drunk after this bottle is done.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably be drunk... By the time Young and Pregnant comes on.
True.
Which I'm nervous.
To be drunk?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What? Is it your first time?
I've never drank before.
Oh, honey.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess we can kind of just get right into Teen Mom 2. Is that what we're doing first, right?
Yes. We're doing Teen Mom first.
So, this episode is called Bear, which breaks my heart.
Yeah. So. I don't even want to touch on that whole thing.
I know.
I'm sitting there, like, I, like, got out of the shower and was watching it. I'm sitting there, like, naked, crying, ugly crying, holding my dogs, and Dennis comes out, and he's like...
What the hell is going on here?
He didn't question anything, but he kind of just...
Just looked.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into this, shall we?
I think we shall.
All right. So we start off with Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last episode, it leaves us... where she's in the cafeteria on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Donna calls.
And it picks up in the cafeteria on the date.
So she calls Donna back. And Donna...
Like, in the bathroom also. Literally. Of the cafeteria.
With what the fuck's his name? Cole.
Why did I forget his name? I wanted to say Adam.
With
the friends. Yeah, with Cole there.
No, yeah. So with Cole, they're both in the bathroom. She was probably giving him a blowy.
Probably. That's probably why they excuse themselves.
Exactly. So Donna doesn't want to be on recorded. Well, she's not really like on camera, but yeah, she doesn't want to be recorded. But anyway, so she wants to change the agreement so that Adam is at her house when Aubrey is there. And I wouldn't want that.
So... I agree. What is he like? I totally agree with Kelsey. Chelsea on this one.
Are we drunk already?
I think so. Got like three glasses. Woo!
Wasted. So Chelsea nicely, I think, suggests the visitation center again. And I guess, you know, we can only hear one side. I guess Donna gets rude and we hear Chelsea saying, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna talk to me like that.
Yeah. And
which good for her for like standing up for herself.
Yeah. I think she said it kind of in a way that you would. She kind of said it and kept moving on, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that you would do.
That is definitely something I would do. Because, like, you want to get your point across. You don't want to, like, keep hashing out the situation. But, like, you want that person to know, like, you're not going to talk to me about that. But, like, let's move on and try to figure something else
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm. So you.
So me.
But then we find out that apparently Adam didn't even ask. Donna asked.
Right. Which, like, also, why would she even admit that to Chelsea?
Right. I would be like, yeah, Adam asked.
Right.
And then Cole, like, they get off the phone, whatever. Cole gets all heated.
Well, he was heated on the phone. Like, every time, like, Donna was talking, because this is the thing. In the episode, like, you can't hear what Donna's saying. You just hear, blah, like, it's literally blah, Charlie blah. Brown's teacher. It's like,
Charlie Brown.
and Donna. And Cole is literally, like, throwing his arms up, like, what? He's
punching walls.
I'm gonna be the one answering the door on
whatever. I was just gonna say that, yeah. So Cole does answer the door. Not like, really, though.
Peeks out the door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't really answer the door. And Aubrey just, you know, runs, frolics away. She's all good. And then they go to the cabin, which is a mansion.
Ugh, the cabin. I can't believe they've gone to the cabin twice in this week.
Also, this I feel like literally on the outside, like the front of the cabin looks like a restaurant to me.
It's so nice.
But I also...
But it does look like a restaurant.
Right. And then they're discussing everything with Papa Randalicious.
And I do love
basically, like, the only thing I got out of that conversation was he goes, how old is she, 10? She's like, yeah. And he's like, well, you got 8 more years of this.
And literally Chelsea's like, what?
Also, the fact that he goes, how old is she, 10? I was like, you don't know how old your granddaughter is.
I feel like that was a throwaway, though. Like, he was just, like, saying.
Yeah.
But Chelsea literally was like, what? I don't get it. Yeah, like, what do you mean you don't get it?
There's nothing to not get. Like, but right. That was pretty much all I had for them. I mean.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of uneventful, which, like, it's always a little uneventful for Chelsea because she's such, like, a normal life, honestly.
Yeah. That's why I feel like they're, like, I feel like they might have, like, made this kind of happen.
Maybe.
But also at the same time, I don't know because Donna doesn't like to be.
No, she really doesn't. On
the show.
But I just feel like I totally get where Chelsea's coming from because Adam has literally done nothing to show that he deserves to have those rights, like, is revoked the right word? Like get rid of that agreement, you know what I mean? Where, like, he can be there.
Adam deserves nothing.
He literally deserves absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And he also signed away his rights to his other daughter. So why is he still, like, is it because he has some sort of, like, an issue with Chelsea, do you think? That he's, like, still, like, punishing her for some reason? Or is it because Aubrey's older and, like, he feels some sort of more of a connection with her?
I think that that's it. Because I feel like with Paisley and Taylor, like, they were together when she was pregnant, mm-hmm. and then she had the kid, and then they weren't really together. So he didn't really have time to connect with Paisley, so he's like, fuck that kid. But he did have the time with Aubrey. He lived there for a while.
True, and there was a lot of back and forth, mm-hmm. and he was involved more, I guess, with Aubrey. Which I feel bad for Chelsea, because, like, I don't necessarily feel bad for her, because...
She's a great
dad
life.
Yeah, she's a great life, and, like... Aubrey's dad wants to be in her life to mm-hmm. an extent on his own terms, which is, like, also very selfish and sad. But, like, Chelsea's also with somebody who's so stable and such a good father figure.
I wouldn't even say figure.
Kids. Well, such a good father. Yeah. But, like, I mean, a father figure for Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these other kids, and, like, it's, like, a stable environment for her. And, like, I'm sure for Chelsea, it's just, like, she could have just pure stability. But instead, she's 10 years old, like, it's a little too late for all of this. Mm-hmm. And, like, now she has, like, back and forth and sees these grandparents once a month. And that just doesn't seem stable to me, that you have a scheduled visit with your grandparents once a month. Like, I saw that. My grandparents when I...
When you saw your grandparents.
My grandparents.
Yeah. No, I get that. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess
we'll, she, like, seems not affected by it, though, which is great.
She does, but we don't see
everything.
Aubrey's side.
Which we're always going to have this. We don't see everything we see.
Right. I literally say this every time. But I just feel like. And Aubrey does seem like a really good kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she seems like she's there. To be honest, I have to say, for all these kids growing up with cameras in front of their faces,
they're normal.
They're like, what, 11, almost 12 years old now at this mm-hmm. point? Because they're. I mean, Aubrey's 10. in this. So she's 11 now, right?
Yep.
Almost, no.
Yeah, she just turned 11, I think.
Did she, or did she just turn 10?
I don't know.
Her birthday's in September. But regardless.
She turned 10 on the show.
Okay, so she's 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. And that means that, like, the older kids, like, from Teen Mom OG are 11, going on 12, mm-hmm, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're all really good kids. Like, all of them.
Can we talk about Sophia, then?
Okay, but she's not on the show anymore.
She doesn't count. She doesn't exist.
And poor Sophia. Like, I feel for her because her mom is who her mom is.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to Jade. Mm. Does her back hurt from carrying the show? All right. So Sean's moving. Well, not moving, but he's staying with mm-hmm. them. And all he took was his TV.
I saw that and I was like...
He's like, Sean, stay for a while. It cuts to him carrying his TV inside. Like, a huge TV.
Right. And she's like, just put it in my bedroom on the table. I don't have a TV stand in there.
But also, like, she wants to, like, say, I think I wrote this. I put, TV is going in Jade's room, but they're not fucking okay.
Right.
Like, they're putting his TV in the room that she's sleeping in. Like, no. Like,
and he's not watching it.
No. It's for her.
Okay. It was a gift.
All right. So then we go to Jade's birthday dinner. And I kind of feel bad for her at this time because I feel like her entire birthday dinner was spent talking about her parents and Sean.
I know.
Like, why don't you talk about what an awesome mom Jade is?
Which,
like,
Sean her did. Birthday.
Yes, he did. He said, a great mom and an incredible girlfriend. And she's like...
And her face was like, what the fuck?
It was awesome.
I'm not your fucking girlfriend. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But no, I did feel bad for her because her parents are just, like, such shit. And, like, she just is reminded of it all the time.
Yeah. And she's got her mom, like, Junior over there. Like, her aunt. Like,
so oh, I know.
Mom. All died.
Died!
So that was cool. And then she's talking about how Sean's been super helpful. She likes having him there. And then he's watching Chloe and she goes out to eat with her friends for her birthday. Like, I guess she said, they're taking me out. Did you see her outfit?
I didn't notice.
Okay, she was wearing, like, a lime green blazer with matching pants and, like, a, like, blinged out choker.
No.
Yeah, it was lime green.
But I did notice all of her friends looked, like...
Put together.
Put together and classy.
Yeah, but wouldn't you get classy if you're going out for a night on the town?
Do you know what we're watching?
Right.
I feel like all the friends of these people are usually, like, a hot mess.
Right. Well, that's true. And then she, like, starts saying this, like,
speech. At least, like, back in the day and on Young and Pregnant. I feel like the people that are on Teen Mom 2, aside from Brianna, are all put together and look great.
Yeah. No, I could agree with that. That's fine. But. Yeah. So anyway, so she starts making a speech about how grateful she is for having these great friends. And did you see, while she was doing that, she's, like, holding her jewel.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Bitches and their jewels.
I have a jewel.
Like, barely.
I've been smoking it a lot recently.
But it's not an actual jewel.
No. Well, it is, but it just has CBD.
Right.
By the way, guys, if you have anxiety, you should probably smoke CBD.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored by CBD.
CBD sponsor us.
CBD, the anyway, so she has this nice speech, blah, 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 whatever. They have a nice dinner. And then she's talking to Sean. Well, she's laying in the bed, and then Sean jumps in the bed.
Like Amber.
Right. And she doesn't seem to want Sean to move out because they're getting along so well and she wants her family together, yada yada yada. So she's like, well, I guess you don't need to leave. She says something like that and he's like, wow, thank you so much. Like, so kind. Also, did you notice that she needs to blend her contour there?
I mean, I did.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes.
It was like, yes, right,
she's,
it was like,
gotta get her shit together.
Right here.
Yeah. But it happens to me sometimes.
Oh yeah. It's fine, but I
feel like sometimes if you do your makeup in just this much of wrong lighting,
it sucks.
It looks like shit.
Yeah. So they seem to be doing really well, and I'm happy, and I wonder how long it's gonna last. I wonder if they're still together, because this wasn't filmed too long ago.
So I did see an Instagram story when they were at the reunion, and her and him were still together. Because I remember people, like, blowing it all up. Because it was when the Instagram story came out, it was when they were on shitty terms and he was, like, doing drugs and shit like that. Mm. And people were like, after all this shit, you're letting him back into your life. But I haven't seen anything since, so I don't
know. She's never been one to, like, be super public about her relationship.
True.
But I hope they are still together. I do like them together when they are like this. I don't necessarily like him because I feel like he only does it for a little while. So is it good for a long term? No.
And then he like falls off. And I definitely agree though. Like I really like them together.
But I never know when he's being like genuine.
Yeah. And I don't know when he's on drugs and.
He doesn't seem to be on drugs right now.
No, he doesn't.
But it's only been 4 months.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Well, that's pretty much it with them.
Yeah.
I hope they're doing well. So now we're on to Brianna. So Lewis disappeared again.
Shocker.
And she's still barely talking to John.
No way.
Way. And she says, and I quote, "We're both not taking the extra step to make it work." Well, then why don't you make that effort? Like, you're recognizing that you're also part of the problem. Why don't you do something to fix it?
Yeah, but she's only recognizing that she's part of the problem to deflect it onto him.
Okay, yeah.
Because in her mind, she is not the problem. Is this when she's sitting on the deck with Shirley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, yeah, we're not happy. And then... Oh.
Oh, continue.
Proceeds maybe. To text him.
Mm-hmm.
And break up with him.
Over text.
Are we 12?
Allegedly.
And even Shirley's like, the fuck are you doing?
I know. Shirley's like, you can't do that. Like, why are you texting him? Even Shirley was pissed.
And he says, what does he say?
Well, what did she say?
Oh, she said,
I'm not happy with you anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore.
I don't want to be with you anymore. Save it, Brie. I already knew this.
Yes. And she's like blown away that he says that to her.
Like, it's not rocket science. Like, everyone can see that. And then she gets mad that he doesn't say anything after that.
Right. Like, what's he going to say?
Like, oh, please, I beg you.
Right. Like, you say you don't want to be with him anymore. What's like, he going to beg do? You?
Yeah. I don't know. It's ridiculous. She's crazy. So then she starts, like, justifying her childish behavior because her mom and her sister are both, like,
yeah, they, like, go out to lunch, what? And they're both like, you texted him?
Yeah.
They're like, what's wrong with you? Like, both of them, like, and I'm so happy both of them were like, you owe him a conversation.
Right, because I also didn't expect that from Roxy. Because I feel like she's always like, yeah, girl, like, you do what you need
really?
To do.
Really? No, yeah. I feel like she's crazy, but she is, like, she tries her best to see the other side. Like, we were actually talking about this in the last episode. We were talking about this in the last episode, how she was, like, kind of defending Lewis to an extent.
But
I think she's just trying to see the other side more so than she used to.
Okay. Yeah, but she used to always be, like, men, like, these men and shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what she instilled in those girls for their whole lives, and that's why...
They are the way they are.
They are the way they are.
Yeah.
But Brittany is literally like, Brianna.
Brianna.
Like.
What the fuck?
You can't just text him.
The fuck? And then, so then we cut to, I think she's with, is she with Shirley when they talk about the hospital?
I can't remember. I don't know. Shirley. No, I think it was Brittany. She's in her room, you know, putting her makeup
so
on.
So she's chatting with the Brit. And she's like, so...
And Stelita is running around.
And what did they call her last time? Like,
Dima.
Dima, yeah. So, Brittany was like, oh, like, have you talked to him? Whatever. And she's like, actually, he texted me a picture of his discharge papers. And so that made them have a conversation because she said, then I called him. And anyway, so, dramatic-ass John, he sends her a picture and goes, pretty sure this is the closest thing to a heartbreak because he was having, like, chest pains.
Mm-hmm. And Brittany is literally like, why am I so dramatic?
It's funny because I wrote dramatic and then she goes, wow, it's so dramatic. And I'm like, yes.
Which, but like, it is.
Something I would have done.
But maybe he was having chest pains because of something else.
But then why say... But also,
because he wanted her to feel bad, maybe.
Right, but also, like, okay, he is being dramatic. He could have chest pains, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you don't talk to your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend for days, and then you text her a picture of your discharge papers and then say, pretty sure this is the closest thing to a heartbreak, that's being dramatic, Kaylee.
It is, there's but we're only getting Brianna's side.
She had screenshot, whatever, you're right, but it's dramatic.
Oh, no, it's dramatic if it's true.
I guess we'll find out.
I just find it a little bit convenient that, like, she broke up with him. He was like, save it, Brie. Like, already saw this coming. And then all of a sudden, the next day, he's having, like, heart palpitations and is like, pretty sure this is the closest thing to a heart attack.
Heartbreak. Not heart attack.
Whatever. Heartbreak. Same thing.
All well and good, but I just feel like, in things that I've went through, you're mad at first, and then it takes a few days for you to then maybe
to be sad.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, either way, it was totally dramatic. Fair. It was dramatic. Whatever.
Totally fair, but we're seeing one side because he does not want to be on camera.
He doesn't anymore. Yeah, you're right. So then she's like, well, I called him and I'm going up to see him. We need to have a face-to-face conversation.
And she's like, I don't want to just give up. We need to work it out. Like,
right.
Bitch, you tried to give up.
You did. And now you feel bad. And you were
pissed. No, this is what it is. She, more so than her feeling bad, she wanted him to beg for her. And he didn't do that.
So that made her mad.
Then that made her mad. And then he was like sad and something happened. So she's like, okay, I'll run to his side. And then she probably got there and it wasn't what she wanted it to be.
Probably, right.
But anyway.
So she goes up to New York and John doesn't want to talk on camera. So you don't really see anything. It just.
I totally understand.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because of the last conversation they had on camera. It was so uncomfortable. Shitty.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you see her getting in the car with him and then it cuts to her in her hotel room, like answering the door to her producer.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out they're over.
I've never seen before.
Same. It turns out they're over. And she's describing it, and he basically was like, you were never ready for a relationship, like, blah, 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 you're not ready for this, all this shit.
Yeah.
And she agrees. Good, because she isn't ready for that. I don't know if she just agreed to shut him up. I don't know, but
I will say, I can't stand Brianna, so everybody knows.
Oh, really? She's my favorite.
Everything she does pisses me off. If you couldn't tell by now, can't fucking stand her. Mm-hmm. However, I was very, I don't know if proud is the right word, but I was very, like, taken aback at the fact that she accepted a little bit of responsibility in this situation where she was like, and he's right. He's not wrong. Like,
shocking.
I was shocked to hear her say that because I don't feel that she is somebody who can ever accept responsibility for what she has done wrong.
Never. Yeah, and she was then saying that John was so upset he was crying and screaming at the same time. I just, like, feel that, though. I've done that.
I do. I totally feel that.
And that's, like, a different kind of, like, hurt, upset, it's, everything.
You're so hurt and angry. You're that so many things. That makes your heart
physically hurt. No wonder he's literally in a fucking hospital.
Like, literally no wonder. But also what I find weird is, did you notice the part where, like, her producer's like, did you cry? And, like, the way that she answered that, it made me feel like she didn't cry.
I think she did.
But she wanted to seem empathetic.
I feel like she did. And I feel like maybe she acted like that because she might have been shocked that she cried.
Maybe.
So.
But she was, like, weird about it.
I mean, I don't like to be like, yeah, I was crying. It was so cool. Like, okay. So that was pretty much it with them. So they're broken up. And it's funny because Dennis walked by at this time and he goes, did they break up? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, thank God. And just walked back to his game. But he was saying, like, he hates Brianna too. He hates Brianna and Kale. And I'm like, I know.
I'm over him hating Kale.
I know. Me too. Anyway.
Good fucking mom.
Okay. We can call him and tell him that. And then we go to Leah.
I'm over Leah this Same. Season. Every season.
Same. So she's taking her trash bag of a sister, Victoria, to divorce court.
With her blue nails.
And they're both scared that the husband, future ex-husband, will prolong the divorce because she's pregnant.
Right. I was like, why would any guy...
Well... That is a thing, and I think that Kale had that problem, too.
True.
But I also think in Delaware, like, if you're married and, like, you're pregnant, it automatically is the husband's, like, child, like, in the courts, I believe. Until that's what it was.
Prove otherwise.
Yeah, so that was her. Mm. That was her thing.
So maybe that's the case in
maybe
West Virginia.
But they also just didn't
give up.
They also she just didn't want to prolong it. I guess they could have done a paternity test, and you'd have to wait for that for the baby to be born, and they didn't want to wait that long. But did you notice? I don't know if you noticed this. I notice this every episode. They use old scenes from her old car. Like, driving scenes.
No, I didn't notice.
So, like, seasons ago, she had, like, a Ford Escape. Or a Ford something.
Escape.
Escape. I always
I watched that. Finding Nemo the other day.
Oh, my God. Disney Plus?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Disney Plus is the greatest streaming service that you could ever find. Subscribe now if you would like
to... Do we have a new sponsor?
To be a part of Disney Plus. You can also get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN...
Because everyone cares about ESPN.
...combined for a certain price. Download the Disney Plus app now.
Link in bio.
And thank us later.
Code one.
Disney Plus, sponsor us!
Oh, shit. But yeah, she has old scenes of her car because she has, like, what does she have? A Chevy Tahoe now?
Does she have a Tahoe? I think that's true.
She has a Tahoe, and, like, her old one was, like, when she was with Jeremy. Remember when her car was, like, overflowing with shit? It's that car that they show scenes
of.
Oh,
my God. When it was, like, piling up.
And she's like, don't know how it is!
With shit in the back. They used to say that Leah was, like, the messiest.
Did you see the pictures when she lived in her old house of, like, her garage? They posted pictures? Yeah. Anyway. So then she's talking shit on Jeremy, of course, because it's just so annoying. Whatever. Then Victoria's divorced. Great. All well and good. So happy for her. And Leah's like, I'm just getting flashbacks from, like, my divorce. I'm like, getting stop. Anxious. Like, you've been divorced twice. Yeah, we know.
She's like, this feels like 6 years ago for me. Like,
okay.
6 years.
Did you catch Addie doing her YouTube intro?
No!
So it cuts to them, like, at a park or something, and, like, she's handing out hamburgers to her kids. And Addie's like, hey, guys, it's Addie. Like, welcome back to my channel or something like that. Something like that. I forgot exactly what it was. I didn't write it down, like, word for word, but it was so cute. I don't understand how you hate her, but whatever. And then we cut to a scene of Leah chilling on her front porch, and Victoria pulls up, and Leah's like... ¿Cómo estás? And Victoria goes, muy bien, hermosa. Sorry, I'm not Spanish. And Leah goes, you are so funny.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
I'm like, she spoke Spanish.
Also, in this scene is when I noticed that, like, Leah's face was, like, totally, like, tight and, like, plasticky. And I was like, oh yeah, she totally has Botox. But
yeah. I mean, I she still looks great. So.
No, she does. She looks awesome.
Yeah. This scene also bothered me because Victoria pretty much, like, makes it seem that she doesn't give a fuck if the baby daddy's around or not. And I'm like, I don't get that. Like, wouldn't you want...
Yeah, but my confusion with this is, like, I've seen a lot of stuff on Instagram about her posting about this whole thing.
Oh.
And how editing has made it seem like this baby daddy was not important and was a nobody. And, like, they were actually
together. He pretty much was a nobody, though.
She makes it seem like they were together before they even met there. Like, I'm telling you, this is what she posted.
Oh, I haven't stalked in a while. I stalked back a few months ago when they came out that she was pregnant. And I remember seeing the picture of baby daddy. And she's like, with these guys, like, so helpful or whatever. Because they were in Costa Rica and they were a tour guide. So, I assumed that that's when
she made it seem like he wasn't some random. I don't know. If you, like, go to her Instagram
right now. FYI, people, me laughing in the film clip is in fact not because the situation was funny, because it wasn't, but because I was nervous and talking about it on camera and trying to own my own truth as to what I did. Anyone else laugh when you're nervous? I'm sure. She wrote the wrong "you're." Also, could I have been more careful? Of course, but that was not the situation, and the dad is not just a random guy. Costa Rica and meeting whatever his name is, she tagged him, changed my whole life in ways many may or may not understand, but that is okay because you don't have to. I'm thankful for the things that happened. I have learned the importance of diversity, the true meaning of love, okay, and of course we have a blessing on the way. That all being said, you can either continue to judge me or you can support me. Either way, I'm okay. His name is Royer.
So, that's exactly what I read, and, like, now that you're reading it back to me, I'm like, okay, he was, like, a random, but...
But like, she seems pretty okay with
She's happy with him, good with it, whatever.
They should go on 90 Day Fiancé.
True.
Anyway, so she's sitting there and she's chatting about how she now doesn't want to be with Jeremy. I get her reasoning.
Right. I do, but I feel like she's just saying it.
Because he's not giving her immediately what she wants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
she
agree.
Doesn't want to look stupid. So she, that's why she's saying what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt.
So so then she calls him and she's like, she basically tells him, like, I just don't want to confuse Addie. Like, I think that we shouldn't be hooking up, blah, 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 blah. She breaks things off.
And he's like, well, he's like, okay. Whether we're, like, hooking up, not hooking up, together, not together. We have a great relationship. And she's like, yeah, but no.
How do you feel?
Literally. And that's what I was going to say is that's when I was like, that's how I know that she's bullshitting when she says she doesn't want to be with him. She wants him to say,
I want to be with you. Marry me tomorrow.
Let's get back together. That's what she wanted, and it didn't happen, so and she looks stupid.
He's like, I'm getting pulled over. I have to go.
Literally, he's like, I feel the same as you. And she's right, like, I'm no, tell over. Me. I'm getting pulled over.
Which I kind of made me feel like it's bullshit. But she's also, like,
pulling a Jeremy.
The thing that bothered me, which I didn't touch on the beginning, when they're in the car talking about shit on him, it bothered me that they're basically implying that he was lying about his grandfather.
I didn't really catch, like, I didn't pick up on that, but...
Yeah, in other words, they were basically saying, like, oh, that's, like, so normal for him to, like, something to come up, like, blah, blah, blah. And maybe he's lying. You don't know. But at the same time, like, if I'm lying about something, I would never bring up a sickness or a death.
I personally agree. However, it does seem a little convenient that he's always, like...
Dying.
Oh, yada 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 happened, or this and that happened. Like, you know, it's almost like he does make these things up. And also, if, and I'm not saying that that's the case, and we don't know, because I think that he actually did have Addie at this point with the grandfather thing.
Mm.
But, like, why didn't he bring Addie to see the grandfather? Like, you know what I'm saying? Which maybe he did, but I don't know about all that. I do find it, like, a little insensitive to claim that somebody's, like, making something up when it comes to that.
Right. And I was bothered by that.
Yeah, I get that.
But, anyway, so that's
But we funny. Also would never do that, so I think that that's probably why we feel that way.
Right. Okay, so then we move on to Kale. And now, I don't even want to talk about it.
Whew. So moving on to Young and Pregnant.
Okay, so,
This is heartbreaking.
You know, continuing on from last week, we know that Bear is not doing well. Hmm. So she's talking about it to Kristen, and she pulls Lux on her lap and he farts on her. But I love how she was like, what do you say? He goes, excuse me. It was so cute.
He is really cute.
Also, I really want Kale's shirt she was wearing in that scene.
I didn't notice.
It said always right.
You would want that shirt.
Because I'm always right.
Oh.
I'm going to need you to agree with me.
Oh.
Wow.
Ah.
All right, this is the end of the podcast. And our friendship.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We are done.
See you forever. Never. Okay, so then she's, you know, she's stressing about how she needs to tell her kids. Doesn't know how to. And I wouldn't know how to do it either.
No, same.
Like, I don't even...
I wouldn't know how to tell myself.
I'm getting flustered in this situation already again.
Right, I'm overwhelmed.
Like, I'm just like... Yeah. I know. So, she sits them down, and I feel like she handled it so fucking well.
No, she definitely did.
And she goes, do you guys want to be there? Well, she said, what, they're gonna give him a shot, and then he's gonna die peacefully, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked if they want to be there, and... Isaac
for me,
yeah.
What broke my heart the most was watching Isaac.
His eyes fill up.
Yes, like, he so didn't want to cry, but, like, needed to cry. And, like, watching his eyes fill up and his, like, his lip didn't necessarily quiver, but, like, you just see it in his face.
Yeah.
And Lincoln is just so, like, just not there. Like, he's just like, okay, like, whatever.
He clearly was sad. I think he knew
sad,
to a point.
But not the way that I, like,
because Isaac, he didn't understand it. Like, she was saying that he's five. He doesn't completely get it.
The way that she talked to Isaac, too, I thought was, like,
it melted my cold
heart. It literally melted my heart. But I was like, wow, such a mom thing to do, to try to, like, relate to a 10-year-old. Like, to try to talk to him like she's a 10-year-old almost, but, like, still an adult. She was
so good with it.
She was so good. And she was just like, you know, like, Lincoln's five. He probably doesn't get it, right? Like, she's just trying to be relatable to him. And, like, I thought that was so awesome of her as a mom, because she didn't make anything about her sadness, and she just, like, let them have their moment, you know?
Yeah, and maybe I should make Dennis watch this one, because maybe he won't hate her as much.
Maybe, because I felt like she was so like, just such a good mom in that moment.
Yeah. And it was, like, the worst moment. Like, I don't even know. Like, I was saying, I don't even know how I'd be able to handle that.
And they kept, like, flashing to the dog, and the dog looks so okay. And it, like, makes your heart break so much more knowing that he's in pain, but he looks okay. Oh, it was so sad.
I know. Yeah, so Isaac wanted to be there when they put Bear down. And I think from listening to her podcast, I think he ended up not being in there. He wanted to be, and then he... You know, obviously.
Which I think is better. I don't think it's the place for a kid child of that age. Like, I get where she was coming from.
I like that she gave them the option.
But at the same time, and maybe I'm wrong here, like, you want to protect your kids from everything, all that you can.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that she felt that too, because that was her first gut reaction. Remember when she was telling Leah, she was like, I don't think that I want the kids there. And then Leah was actually the one that was like, I would give my kids the option. Leah was the one who, like, kind of planted that, like, into her mind.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was, like, very, like, amazing of her to give her kids that option. But at the same time, like, I imagine as a mom, you don't want your kid in that moment. And honestly, too, like, that, as much as it's your kid's dog, like, you cared for that dog, you loved that dog, you fed that dog, you walked that dog, you taught that dog, like, you did everything with that dog. And I can comprehend wanting to be alone in that room with that dog and protect your kid from being in that room with that dog.
I don't know if I'm correct, but I feel like it was Javi's dog.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, like, do some stalking, but I feel like it was Javi's dog. Irrelevant, I guess.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. But did you catch the part in the car when she was, like, talking about, she's like, oh, you know, Bear's been with Isaac since he was two, and, like, Bear's been with Lux and Lincoln for their whole lives, and Lincoln goes,
wait, is Isaac older than me?
He goes, was Isaac born after me? And I don't know why how Kale didn't, like, at least crack a smile. I'd be so like,
cute. She kind of did. She was like, yes.
But I mean, such a sad. And Bear looked so cute. And, like, I get the whole, he was panting a lot.
No, he was totally panting a lot.
And that is a pain pant for sure.
No, I felt for him. But, like, at the same time, it was so hard to, it was just very hard to watch. Like, I was literally, I know we both talked about this very, very briefly, but, like, we were both, like, bawling our eyes out, like, watching this episode.
It was just watching so sad. And it's just, you know, because I have, like, 20 dogs, so it's, like, I just couldn't imagine. I know that time is going to come for me.
And that's got to be what's so heartbreaking is, like, so I don't necessarily have any dogs of my own. Like, we have Cookie right now, which isn't necessarily, like, I'm not taking Cookie when I leave.
Right.
But there's just something about, I can watch people die in movies and stuff like that, things like that. And, like, you know, it sucks, but, like, whatever. But for some reason, dogs and animals, well, not even necessarily animals, I'm relating this to Dobby from Harry Potter. Spoiler alert.
Dogs and house elves.
But no, like, whenever I watch anything that has to do with a dog dying, I can't control myself. Like, I literally lose it. And I think that it's because, like, they're such innocent, kind beings.
Like
that,
Dobby. Like,
yeah, and they just, they don't, there's no malice. Like, they're just, like, I don't know. It just, like, hurts my heart. And, like, I even think about that. Like, I'm going to get a dog one day. And, like, that's what I thought about watching this. Like, I was like, I'm going to get a dog one day, and this is going to happen to me. And, like, it's going to be literally heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
and I can't comprehend it.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about this anymore.
Anyway.
All right. So now, moving on to, like, better things. Let's not cry. We're going to Young and Pregnant. Now we're on to Young and Pregnant. And we start with Ashley.
Hold on. The episode is called Unconvenient.
Love. So we start with Ashley, and she's going to our favorite city, Vegas. And she gets dressed. Me too. And I really hope I can fucking go. Probably just going to go anyway. If you know that. So she gets dressed, and she starts FaceTiming Barr to, like, show her outfit. He's like, I can see your ass cheeks. You need to change. And it's just, like,
so controlling.
Also, did you see her ass cheeks?
No.
No, me neither. So, all right. I also wrote, I love Vegas. So
I also love Vegas so much.
So they're out to dinner, and her friend's like, oh, like, are we turning up? And she goes, we're turning up.
What does that mean?
Literally. Like, okay. And then we cut to Barr, and he's buying a car.
And finally.
He's buying the same car that I have. Only it's an older version, so I'm more bougie than him. And then also, did you notice that who was he with? Did you catch who he was with? He was with someone, and they go, you're finally buying a car off the lot. And I was like, oh, wow, like, he's buying a brand new car. No, it had 112 miles on it. He was buying it off of a used car lot.
So, yeah. What? Where was he buying his cars before?
Right. The streets? I don't know. Craigslist? Maybe. I also noticed that the last episode, you know when they turned the cameras off because he was upset? They were in this car. And I only noticed that because Ashley drives the same car as Haley. So that's how I noticed it, because I know that Ashley drives an SUV.
So she doesn't have a Jetta.
No, she has a Tiguan. Because
Barr made it sound like Ashley has a Jetta.
He said
his fiance.
He said that she had a Volkswagen.
Oh, he did.
And she does have a Volkswagen. But
he also called her his fiance.
Right, because they were still together. Like, this is just poor editing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think that they broke up after her Vegas trip. So, then Ashley, like,
or they forced them to film this scene again.
Maybe, but that's a lot of work, I feel like. I don't know. Whatever. Either way.
But I feel like I remember him saying something along the lines of, like, when she gets back, he'll come pick her up or something like that.
Yeah, his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the daughter was staying with Pastor T.
So he wasn't. But if they were still together.
But she said in the episode before that he couldn't stay with her, like Holly couldn't stay with him because he didn't have a car and she didn't have time to drive him.
True. So you're saying they were still together in that.
Either way, MTV, your editing is horrible and I'm on to you.
Valid.
End of story. So they didn't really show much of, like, the Vegas trip, I feel like. And then they cut to Ashley.
They just kept showing the house.
Yes. And her, like, laying in bed.
Literally.
And then they're back. She's back home and she's talking to her sister. And she's like, she's basically saying that she's going to be sleeping with Barr until she finds someone else. Did you catch that?
I did.
And it was just strange to me that you would, one, say that, two, say that on national TV where he's going to see that.
And it's, and, like, he looks stupid.
Literally. You look like an asshole. Sorry. So.
Especially after she's, like, telling her mom that she's just, like, last episode, she's like, I'm done with him, I'm over him, whatever.
But we also don't know what order this was recorded in.
True.
That was pretty much it of Ashley. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they didn't really show much of her Vegas trip, which I feel like was strange, but whatever. Anyway, so then we can move on to Brianna. And Brianna wants to go talk to a lawyer. She doesn't really know how she feels about this whole situation with the now confirmed baby daddy.
And also, I'm confused because her mom calls her Brianna.
Maybe we're saying Brianna because of Teen Mom.
It's spelled too. Brianna.
Okay, so we're on to Brianna.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So, the girlfriend of her baby daddy is still harassing her. And she, quote, says, told yo ass he ain't want shit to do with y'all. Sorry. emoji.
Right, with the, like, hands up emoji. And I just feel like this is so strange to me. Like, why did this guy ever reach out to her in the first place?
Because she's on TV.
But then wants nothing to do with her being on TV after the fact?
I don't know. It's weird. But the thing that bothered me, well, not bothered me, but, like, confused me was, I guess they did the home paternity test, and we go into that. She goes to meet with her attorney because she wants the baby daddy to sign his rights away. And then we find out that she did a home paternity test, therefore the courts will not recognize that. So therefore, he doesn't need to sign anything. Like, right. He still does not have any custody of this child.
Any paternity.
Right. Technically, he still isn't his father. Mm-hmm. Until they do an actual legal test and not a home test.
Like, right.
Why didn't they just go, like Janelle did with Andrew? Yeah, they did the, they each went to their...
I don't think she probably, I feel like she probably didn't think much of it at first. Like, she probably thought it would just come back negative and it would be, like, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like she was very set on him not being the father.
Yeah.
But also, if you were, then why bring this onto the show? I feel like she might have also known. I don't know.
It could be a storyline, in my opinion.
I feel like it is.
Because, especially, like, this person doesn't want their name, like, announced. Like, what was your motive? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like, I don't know. It's just very weird to me. And if you truly wanted to find out, I mean, at the same time, I don't know. Because if you truly wanted to find out, like, this is my one hand. Mm-hmm. If you truly wanted to find out if you're this person's father, mm-hmm. then why wouldn't you take the paternity test through the court? But on the other hand, maybe you don't know that that's a thing, that you have to take it through the courts to, like, figure this
it
shit out.
It seemed like she didn't know that, kind of, until maybe, like, this shit started happening and she looked into it more.
Right. And I almost wonder, like, now, like, let's say she wants to get child support or whatever. Like, what does she have to do to get him to take a test to prove he's the father?
Like, I feel like at this point he's not gonna do it.
That's my point, is, like, he is the father, though.
I wonder if they can legally make him,
like, subpoena him to it.
I feel like they might be able to do that, especially if she has a good attorney. I feel like something could happen like that.
Yeah, maybe.
But whatever. I mean, that's pretty much it for her.
Yeah, she was, like, kind of back and forth about it, and, like, seemed like she didn't really want him to have anything to do with it, so was gonna leave it alone. That's the vibe I got.
Yeah, and, like, which, you know, fine, because she didn't sure. really want him around anyway. She wanted to have sex with herself and create this child by herself, so now you got what you wanted. So sure. Yeah. So now we're going to move on to Rachel.
Mm, my favorite girl.
Same, but it's not even about her anymore.
I know, it's all about Mallory.
Which I'm okay with. I mean, I like them both. But
I do, too.
I like the drama from Mallory, but anyway.
Same.
So, Rachel's dad was supposed to visit, but he ended up ghosting her. Mm. And I feel bad. I mean, she didn't seem, like, too broken up about it, because clearly she's used to her parents being shit. Alright, so, did you also catch, they were sitting in the living room, and, like, they were talking about, like, parenting and stuff like that, and did you catch Jacob saying, I love the little ugly thing?
Yes! And I was like, that's so fucked up.
I don't think she's an ugly baby at all.
No, she's cute.
And I'm one to call people out on having ugly babies.
Oh, I know you are.
So.
No, she's a cute little baby.
And then we learn that Mallory also did not know who the baby daddy was.
I know, and I can't believe it took this long to figure that out.
Because she was talking earlier in the season about having, I don't, she didn't even say a name. Remember I told,
like,
you about
this? Wanting the baby daddy having nothing to do with the baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which makes me wonder
if it's just
editing.
Yeah. So, she still doesn't want the baby. Did you also notice that Rachel had gray streaks in her hair and, like, teased hair?
So, I noticed that Rachel's hair color was different.
Mm-hmm.
However, that looked like a wig to me.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it did too, but it also wasn't. I feel like she might have just gotten it, like, blown out, maybe?
I don't know. There were, like, different times when she was talking and then it was pulled back and, like, she was in her confessional with it.
I don't, like, see her being a wig wearer.
It looked like a wig to me.
You know better than me. All right. So, now I literally wrote, now it's Mallory's show.
Literally.
Because it cuts to this and she has her own confessionals now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I'm literally not mad about, but at the same time, I'm like,
no, it's just weird. It's like Rachel didn't create as much drama as they thought she did.
So she kind of switched to the sister. I wonder how it's going to look next season, if they're going to have, like, Mallory as, like, the main person or not.
True. Or, like, as a...
Because I also another feel like... Another one. Right. But I don't know if they would do that. But I also feel like MTV kind of, like, doesn't give a fuck, and they'd probably put Mallory in.
Probably. And then Rachel, like, featured.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll see.
So, yeah, it's Mallory's show now. And she's talking about how her ex was abusive. And the abusive ex, she thinks, is the baby daddy. And he wants to be around now. And he's, like, texting her saying, like, I miss you, like, yada, yada, yada. And she's like, whatever. And then she's getting... Did you notice that they, like, went to get, like, her lashes done? And, like,
a spray tan.
And I'm like, bitch, you claim that you have no money to
take care... But her mom was with her.
Right. But you also, like, claim you have no money to take care of your baby, but you're getting, like, your lashes. Like, lashes are what? How much?
And you're gonna keep getting them upkeeped?
I mean, upkeeped.
Upkept.
Kept up. I don't know. Whatever. But either way, it sounded really bad.
Get the upkeep.
I don't even know if that works. Whatever. We get it.
I think upkeep is the word.
I don't know. Whatever. But it was just weird to me because, like, you wanna complain that you have no money and then you're, like, doing this shit and it's just, like... So Mallory tells her mom that she might want to sign over custody and her mom's pretty much okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she pretty much... I don't understand this whole thing. She says, I'm okay with it, but Lane can't have anything to do with this. Like, I'll go to jail. And I was like, well, if you have custody and he's not on the birth certificate, like, you're fucking golden. Like, there's...
Unless he pushes for paternal rights, but gets a paternity
this
test.
Child is over a year old, if I'm right.
Yeah.
Maybe even almost a year old or over a year old. And if you're not going to do it at that point, like, why now? In my head. I mean, people do what they want, but...
True.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Either way.
I definitely understand her concern, though.
No, I agree. So I don't know if it's actually going to happen by that conversation. It was kind of weird. She kind of just said she was okay with it, but they never said, okay, well, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
So they're getting paternity tests, and she's using, they said Alex's twin sister?
Or sister? I don't know if it was twin,
I don't know why definitely twin sister. Is in my mind, but
maybe.
They're using Alex's sister, and they seem to have a good relationship.
Yeah, they're, like, making jokes, they're in the car, like, they seem like they're friends, honestly, hanging out.
Yeah. And she's saying that she wants it to be Alex's.
And, like, it seemed like the sister wanted that, too. And so did Alex, maybe, by what the sister was saying.
Agree. He was nervous. And yeah, no. Yeah. So, this was funny. When they were swabbing, and he was, like, open, and I was literally opening my mouth to swab something that wasn't happening.
Like, the swab went on for so long.
It did. It was, like, a while. My mouth was open the whole time. So... I was swabbing, it's fine.
My mouth was closed.
I don't know why. I, like, caught myself and I was like, what am I doing? Literally. So then we come back to Rachel and she's talking about how, like, the night before was, like, a hard night for her and the baby was crying and Jacob moved to the living room.
Right, and, like, prior to this, her voiceover says, like,
Jacob's so
thank
helpful.
God I have Jacob to help me. I know Mallory doesn't have that. And I'm like, but then Jacob didn't help you? He moved to the living room?
Also, Mallory doesn't do anything.
Right.
They're just trying to put the two together, though, in some weird way.
They are, and I feel like the two of them keep having conversations that, like, I'm, don't like, shocked by. Because I feel like Rachel has her opinion on Mallory and the way that Mallory is. But, like, she'll still have, like, weird conversations with her about, like... Oh, so you're thinking of, like, signing her over to mom? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they did have a weird conversation about that. And then I remember when she was saying that it was a hard night, Mallory was like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was weird. And I was just like, you don't do. You just wear your, like, overalls half clipped all the time.
Literally. And who knows? Maybe Mallory was, like, better when the baby was a baby.
But do you really think that? Because the baby is still a baby.
So, I don't know. Maybe when Emerson was first born, for the first, like, very few months, she was really good. Because, like, if you think about it...
You need to be there.
Yeah, and, like, Hazley or whatever her name is. I think it is Hazley, so I don't know. I said whatever her name is.
I thought it was Halsey at first.
Halsey. She's also still very, very young. So I feel like Mallory thinks that she can still relate to Rachel in the sense that, like, oh, just wait until she turns XYZ age and she's 6 months. Then you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Which I don't see Rachel going anywhere.
No, I think she's a, I think she'll be a decent mom.
Yeah. No, she's really good. I mean, like, I wouldn't even say, like, really good, but she's very good for, like, the situation that she's in.
No, I agree.
Did you also notice that Mallory kept referring to Emerson as it?
I did notice
okay,
that.
Okay, good. I'm not crazy.
No, I did notice and that. And I was she's like, I hope it's his.
Like, this child is more than 6 months. At least I think more than a year old.
Right, and, like, the only reason she's driving with her in the car is because she has to go to this appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It was so sad to me, and she kept saying it and not she, and that just shows a lot about somebody's character, I think.
And I'm pretty sure the last time I stalked Mallory on Instagram, she has, like, proud mommy in her bio. I'm like, you fucking blow. Like, mm-hmm. I like watching because you're dramatic and you give same. The show substance, but fuck you at the same time.
Literally.
So, I don't know. But that was pretty much it with Rachel and Mallory. I mean,
with Mallory.
Literally. So, now we're on to Kiaya Kaya. And extension. I mean, Xavion. I don't know. I just always see it. I'm like, extension cord. I don't know why.
Xavion.
Yeah, he told his mom that the baby was born, and apparently she demanded to see Amor. Also, please don't ever name your child Amor.
I promise I will not name my child Amor.
Name it Love before Amor.
Promise.
Thank you.
And it's also spelled wrong.
I know!
It's A-M-O-U-R. Oh,
yeah, no, fuck off. So, apparently, like, the grandmother is taking them to court for grandparents' rights. Yeah, and obviously Kaya's not very pleased.
Obviously, but she also didn't even want to alert this person that the baby was born, and it's her grandson.
Uh-huh.
So, I have my opinions on that.
I feel like I had my opinion when I heard this part, and then the show went on, and my opinion changed a little bit.
Interesting, because my opinion didn't change, even though I don't like this woman.
I don't like either of them.
Same. I don't care for her.
So she thinks, Kaya thinks that the grandma is intentionally trying to hurt her by getting grandparents' rights. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think she's trying to get grandparents' rights because Kaya is being difficult.
Right. And, like, her son has no rights right now because he's in prison.
He's in jail for 4 years.
Yeah. So she'll have no rights unless she does this. And her and Kaya don't get along.
Yeah. So they call him Zay, which I didn't realize till this episode.
Weird.
So I was like, Isaiah.
No, right, but that's who I thought they were
so
talking about.
So Zay called, and the mom was also there, which I was like, is she in jail as well? Or, like, how are they on the phone together?
Maybe I thought that, too. I was, like, very confused about that. But I was like, maybe she's, like, visiting him and calling her. I don't know if it works like that, but...
No, but it said that she had, like, a collect call from the jail. So that's why I was confused.
So, yeah, maybe she was visiting.
Or in jail. So then I start arguing. And, like, this is where, like, my opinion changed. Because Kaya was even like, if you, like, say you're sorry. And I get that. If a woman tries to, like, be physical and fight a pregnant woman, like, that's not okay. Especially a pregnant woman carrying your grandchild. And she
did she just try to argue with her?
Do you remember the first episode they were, like, flipping tables and shit?
Were they?
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
Yes. They were getting, like, very intense. And she was like, if you're saying all this shit and you can't even just say you're sorry. And the grandma was just like, well, this is going nowhere. Like, she won't, like, if you try to get physical, if you did something wrong, if you really want to see your grandson that much, just suck it up and say you're sorry. She can't even do that.
I must go back and watch.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, watching this episode and hearing Kaya's mom talk. And I remember her saying, this isn't about you. This is about your child and his grandmother. And I feel like, personally, I have to go back and watch again because I don't recall that being the situation. I remember the fight. I don't remember, like, flipping tables and anything getting, like aggressive. Flip tables, but they were just, No. I don't remember anything getting, like, abusive or aggressive between anybody. I just remember, like, arguing. And I personally feel like she does not own an apology to see her grandson. Or to see... Does that make sense? Like, I don't feel like Kaya is owed an apology so that this woman can see her grandson. You, even though you don't get along, it's not about you. It's about your child's father's mother who should be allowed to see her grandson.
And that's fine. But I just feel like if my child's grandparent tried to come at me in any way, shape, or form, tried to make me feel unwanted as a pregnant person. Did you hear that? I don't know where that came from. Tried to come at me, like, I can't roll my tongue. I don't know what happened. No, but it ever made me feel like I was not worthy of carrying this child. I don't think that I would want that person to just be, like, back in my life. Like, there would need to be some action taken, some apologies, some conversation. And it seems like she kind of tried to have the conversation a little bit. It did get aggressive. It did get a little bit out of hand, but she attempted to. And that's where I get it. Like, I get where she's coming from.
I get what you're saying. However, I personally feel like, yeah, she tried to do all this and that and whatever, and, like, now wants to come across as the better person, but, like, you didn't even alert this woman that her grandson was born.
No, that I don't...
To come see in the hospital. Like, you did none of these things, so I understand this woman's frustration and anger. I think this is where I'm trying to take the devil's advocate side, kind of. Where, like, am I saying this woman is totally right? Absolutely not. Like, I don't think she is. No one's right in this situation. I don't think either of them are. Mm-mm. However, if we had a fight, we had, like, this big blow up, and you're pregnant with my son's child. We had this big blow up, whatever, never got resolved, but I talked to your mom, and, like, you know, we're cool, we're on a good page, and...
You and my mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, like, I'm, like, hoping that, you know, I get a little bit of news when the baby comes, and, like, that's that. Like, we don't have to be cool or anything, just, like, let me know this, like, cordial.
Yeah.
The baby comes, I know nothing. My son knows nothing because he's in jail, so you can only talk to him when he contacts you.
Yeah.
I don't know anything until my son contacts you. So now I have that under my skin, that I got no information until my son, who's in jail, who's the father, figured this out. Like, when, to be honest, I should have known so that I could let my son know, or I should have just known, period. Period blank, I should have known, right?
I 100% agree.
So now I have all of these feelings festered. How am I going to apologize to you for anything when you also owe me a little bit of an apology? Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but also I wonder why she didn't bring it up then.
I mean, because we don't know that she didn't bring it up.
Right, they could have been edited out, but I see, you know, the way this was edited, the way this was said, whatever. I get why Kaya would need an apology. I get that. Because...
I do, but it's not about her.
Right, but at the same time, she wants to make sure that nothing would happen around...
That's fine. Then, and this person, that's totally fine. But then you can allow this woman to be around your son while you're there. You're not sending this kid... I wouldn't
want
to be around
that person, though. But, like, you don't want the...
you're not sending them there.
Yeah.
And God, this is still their grandparent. At the end of the day, it's their grandparent. So why is it not fair to say, okay, fine, I apologize for not letting you know that this baby was born. And who knows if that conversation had
or it probably had happened. Hasn't have
the okay, so let's say, like, I want this apology, blah, 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 blah. I'm not giving you this apology. Okay, let's just yell, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, you can come see your grandson at my house on my terms. So, like, I know that nothing bad is happening. And if she oversteps a line, if she oversteps any boundaries, then I'm sorry, but you need to step away. And if you want to take me to court over grandparents' rights, by all means.
Then. But I also feel like Kaya is too immature to allow that to even happen.
And that's where I'm coming from.
No, I get that. But I don't know. I mean, there's clearly some, like, bad blood between, like,
totally.
Them. From both sides, I feel like they're both in the wrong on certain things.
Totally.
And I also feel like they're both right on certain things. So, I mean, hopefully they'll come to an agreement. But also, my thing is, what does Zay say about all this? Because it seems like he seems to be either, like, in agreeance with Kaya, and then he's not in agreeance and puts his mom on the phone. Like, it's just weird the way that whole situation is.
I feel like he's just kind of trying to play both sides mm-hmm. and doesn't want to get in the middle or involved.
Yeah.
That's, like, the vibe that I get. Why should this woman, who is the mother of this mm-hmm. this grandson, the mother of the baby daddy, why should she have to be the bigger person?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why should she have to, when she's not getting anything in return whatsoever, why should she have to go off and do this? And it's totally a different situation than what we're talking about.
No, but it, like, also circles back. And I get that.
I think it's just really hard to be the bigger person when somebody else isn't even giving a tiny, tiny step towards you being the bigger person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
So now we're on to Kayla, and Luke hasn't decided what school he's going to yet. I wonder why. I feel like we're dragging this out now.
It could have been the same week.
She didn't really, like, bring it up, so it's fine. So, Stefan is now FaceTiming Isaiah, but he's not physically seeing him.
And hasn't seen him in 4 months.
Yes. And he goes, and I quote, "When you gonna let me see my mans for a night?" And then she's like, "Well, I don't even know where you work. I don't know where you live. I don't know." He goes,
she's like, "I don't know about a night. But, like, maybe you can work towards that, like, maybe a day." And he's like, "How about 2 days?" She's like, "We can do 2 days a week."
Yeah, yeah, and that's fine. That makes her schedule better, but who can rely on him? But then he goes, she's like, "I don't know where you work. I don't know where you live." He goes, "I live in Belvedere." And I was like,
Belvedere, New Jersey? I know where that is.
So then they're talking about the meeting, and she was like, "Well, you never came to their meeting, to our meeting." And he said, "It was inconvenient."
Oh, no, no, no. That's not what he said.
Yes,
he said, "Yeah, the time was inconvenient."
Oh, he said inconvenient?
That's why the episode is called inconvenient.
Okay, so yeah, he said it was inconvenient. I'm so sorry. Next time I'll be more fucking, like, dumb, illiterate for everyone.
It was inconvenient.
I think that in my head it might have, like, auto-corrected.
Literally.
So they rescheduled, and I'm surprised that Stefan showed up.
I was, but it was still...
It's weird.
And, wait, before you get into that whole thing, I thought it was so sweet and, like, nice how Luke was like, "Do you want me to go with you?" Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, like, seems like such a good guy to me. Like, I just really like him.
I also really like him, even though I never remember his name. But I agree.
I know, it's hard. I'm finally remembering his name. But I just, like...
That's only because John's out of the picture now.
I know. True, because I always get them mixed up, but now I won't. But I thought that was so sweet how he was like, "Are you sure? Like, do you want me to come? Like, I'll come with you." And did he watch Isaiah or... No, her friend did.
Mm-hmm. Her friend did. They were eating pasta.
That's right.
So
it looked really good.
It did. It looked like we
I was like, "I want a bite of that, Mom. Will you order that for me?"
So they sit down, or well, she's sitting down, and he... Did you see the zoom on her Uggs, by the way? I was like...
The lavender?
Like a very long zoom on her Uggs.
It was a very long zoom. They were, like, ankle-cut lavender Uggs.
I love a good ankle cut.
I wanted those Uggs. I love lavender. Like, no, I don't necessarily love lavender Uggs, but...
You love lavender.
You know how I feel. Like, lavender has a special place in my heart. Like, that's probably one of my favorite colors.
Lavender?
As I know.
Yes. I have to agree.
Emily's favorite colors, if anybody's wondering, are purple and orange. Mm-hmm. Mine are nothing because I don't have a favorite color.
But she does love lavender.
But I love lavender. That's she probably
also,
my favorite.
I feel like you also love, like, an army green.
Love a good olive.
Yeah, sorry.
Olive.
Anyway, so... So they sit down and Stefan immediately gets on his phone when they're talking. Did you notice that?
I did.
He's just like, yeah, what's up? And she's talking. I know. And I was like, you motherfucker.
I hate him.
So then she's like, I don't know if you have a job. And he's like, I got a job at Mobil. So you got a job at a gas station.
And she's like, wow, good for you. I'm so proud. Like, she, like, was honestly, genuinely, like, that's amazing. Great for you.
Because I also feel like, she could be with Luke, fine, but she's always gonna have something for Stefan.
Well, it's the father of her child, and I think regardless she wants the best for him.
But regardless of that, I think she's always going to want him low-key. I don't care if it's the father, but regardless. So then
he wants her.
Oh, I didn't get that vibe at all.
That's why he's such a bitch about her.
Okay, maybe.
That's what I think.
I've been reading guys all wrong. So he said that he's not going to counseling anymore because he's not angry anymore.
He doesn't need it.
And he said that while being angry. He got, like, very defensive and angry.
This is what people who need counseling say.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're talking and blah, blah, blah. He gets a little angry and she asks him to calm down. And he goes, I'm calm. I'm far, far past calm. Does that mean you're not calm? That means you're not calm.
Right. He was not calm.
So their conversation didn't necessarily go good, but it didn't go bad.
Oh, really? Are you going to talk about the part with, like, the girlfriend? Away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the girlfriend, we touched about that a few episodes ago. But, yeah, the girlfriend, he's, like, 2 years ago, she's the one that he cheated with. And I guess when Kayla was pregnant, the girlfriend threatened her and, like, started to kick her and make her have a miscarriage.
Have
an abortion. Have a miscarriage. So that's why. And I get why Kayla's so, like, defensive and, like, doesn't want her kid around.
I do, but also, did you not notice the part where she's talking to Stefan and she's like, if you're living with, and they, like, I think they bleeped out her name,
right? They didn't for her, but I forget her name.
I don't remember her name then. If you're gonna be, like, living with her and with her, like, that's totally cool. Like, that's on your shit. Like, that's on your business. But...
She's clearly beating him.
She's like, I see your chipped tooth. Mm-hmm. And you literally called me that night. Like, I know that's from her. So why would I want my son around her? And why would you call me that night to come get you from her house?
And he was trying to deny it.
He totally tried to deny it and, like, was so defensive about her and stuff. And that's just, like, the definition of a violent, abusive relationship.
100%.
And I feel like that's at that point that he kind of started to try to walk away.
He shut down.
Totally shut down at that point.
But, like, when it came to Isaiah, I feel like their conversation didn't go good or bad. Like, it was just whatever.
Right, but why would she let him with him with a girlfriend like that around him? She has every fucking right. I'm sorry, she has every right.
No, agree.
It's not about her being jealous or anything.
If someone came to me, if Dennis's ex from 125 years ago came to me and threatened to give me make me have a miscarriage, yeah, no, fuck that. And then Dennis got back to her, which, first of all, he wouldn't be fucking alive, but,
Watch
our
out.
Next case.
Cutting that out.
No, but you know what I mean.
No,
so,
I
don't know. But, so then anyway, Stefan saw Isaiah, and Isaiah could give two fucks.
He literally ignored him.
Yeah. I mean, until the end when they were, like, when Stefan was chasing Isaiah, and then Kayla was taking pictures. And you know what? I do, like, sometimes I'm like, I get pissed by her. But I do definitely think she wants Stefan around for him. Like, she probably, like, I think that, I think Luke is a great father figure from what I've seen, but that's still not his dad. And I think she still does want Stefan around.
To be Isaiah's dad, I think. Yeah. Like, I think, I don't know Kayla's story with her dad. And this kind of comes back to the fact that, like, you kind of brought this up, like, last week when we were talking about Brianna.
Right, you don't know.
And... We don't know, and maybe that's why she is the way she is, but maybe Kayla is the way she is with Stefan because she just wants him in her kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, that's her son's father. And she just wants him involved because maybe her dad wasn't. And I don't know if that's the case.
We've never talked about her dad. So we're like, maybe.
Yeah, we've never seen anything about her dad.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know, but I understand wanting your kid. I understand wanting your kid's father to be in their life. Mm-hmm. Not for your sake, but for your kid's sake. I totally get that.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for Kayla and the rest of this episode.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram is Wine Crime TV Time Pod. We also have a Facebook page. If you would like to follow it, it's Wine Crime and TV Time Podcast. And yeah, as we say in every single one of our episodes, if you could give us a few likes, subscribe, rate us five stars.
We can see how many people are listening to our podcast, and we also can see how many people do not rate us, like our page, or follow us on Instagram. Therefore, you guys need to get it together.
Yeah, get on your shit. So we will be back on Monday with another true crime episode.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm also looking forward to it. We're going to be doing the disappearance of Caitlin Akins, which is a very interesting one. I don't know that Emily knows anything about this one, so she's gonna have to look a little bit into it. And yeah, we'll see you guys. Well, we won't see you anywhere, but we will talk to you guys on Monday. And yeah, happy Black Friday. Thanksgiving's
happy
over.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. But happy Black Friday. Happy weekend. Yeah, I hope everybody's off this weekend.
We're hanging out all weekend.
You deserve it. We literally are.
I'm so excited for us.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Right. But I hope that everybody is doing a little Black Friday shopping, and maybe you're like listening to us in the car in between your stops.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Bye. Bye.